This is Dr. Props on WXYZ Local New York Radio, somewhere in the Californian mountain. I am here with Dr. Bear, an expert on mountain lions.
Hello, everyone.
I am also with the local Californian, Chris Gatch.
I'm Chris.
We are in the mountains looking for the endangered mountain lion, the Puma Concolor, which Chris here recently heard.
Yeah, bro. I was totally walking home at night when I heard it. It was radical.
The noise that Chris has described to us has led us to believe that we are looking for a female mountain lion, which makes a blood-curdling mating call when fertile to attract a male partner.
That is correct. Mountain lions can mate at any time of the year when the female is estrous, in which case her urine will smell differently and, of course, she will yelp to attract a male.
Now, the female will usually give birth to an average of 3 to 4 cubs 94 days later, which she will take care of on her own.
Ow! I totally the same noise I heard the other night. It sounded like it came from over there.
The mountain lion is a dangerous animal. The male can be up to 8 feet in total length and weigh in excess of over 220 pounds.
That's radically bigger than me, man.
Yes, it is. And the female averages slightly over 6 feet in length and up to 140 pounds.
The mountain lion is a beautiful cat. Their coats tend to be gray or brown, coarse and short in texture. The lion's nose is generally pink, and they usually have a creamy white underside, throat, and chest. The cat's tail tends to be a third of the cat's length.
Don't these cats tend to live for 18 to 20 years?
That's absolutely right, and they tend to live slightly longer when in captivity.
Wow, that's a totally short life. I'm almost 32.
That's great. The mountain lion also has the largest distribution of any other Western Hemisphere mammal. You can find it in California, Florida, Argentina, Chile, and Alaska.
That's correct. These animals have been restricted to relatively mountainous and unpopulated areas because of hunting pressure and the destruction of their habitats.
Recently, though, it has not been quite surprising to see one in areas of human habitation, especially in the suburban areas of California.
I know. I totally saw one in the backyard. Oh, wait. There's an owl.
Right. The mountain lions live in a large variety of habitats, including different types of forests, grasslands, dry brush country, swamps, and any areas with adequate cover and prey. Recently, they have been moving to mountainous regions that are uninhabited by humans. This move has been caused because of hunting and the destroying of their home habitat.
The mountain lion tends to shelter in dense vegetation, caves, and rocky crevices.
The mountain lion is a carnivore. Its main prey are different types of ungulates. These include moose, elk, caribou, and deer. The mountain lion are actually quite fond of deer, making them 80 to 90% of their diet. They tend to kill at least one deer per week. Humans should be very careful around these animals. Though they tend to not prey on humans, at least 4 humans per year get killed by the cat. It is believed that the lion actually confuses the human for an ungulate.
Now, the mountain lion has a very unique way of hunting. They'll stalk their prey from a distance, then surprise the animal, jumping on its back and breaking its neck. The lion will then follow to bury the dead prey and come back at night to consume it.
The mountain lion lives its life in solitary, only changing this behavior for the 6-day mating season. To ensure this life of solitude, the mountain lion will mark out its domain by urinating and spreading its fecal matter. This area usually includes 2 females.
These animals also tend to be nocturnal.
As a matter of fact, I think we should sign off. The sun is going down, and I would hate to have an encounter with one of these cats. I would like to thank Chris for his extremely smart comments and guiding us.
It was totally my pleasure.
And thank you, Dr. Bear, for joining us to share your valuable knowledge.
No, thank you.
This is Dr. Props with WXYZ New York Public Radio signing off, over and out.